Woo, here's a hot take on this week's episode.
Favorite abundance mantra?
Oh, she believed she could, so she did.
Ooh,
that was my mantra.
Wow. That's my mantra.
She believed she could, so she did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. She believed she could, so she did. And you live that.
Mm-hmm. So that was my mantra. That was my, I had it written in my kitchen up on a chalkboard.
That's what got you from $25 to a seven-figure business. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant by aligning your life in the seven pillars of abundance. And today we have Chris Williams on the show. Welcome, Chris Williams.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you? I'm so glad to be here with you.
It's so great to have you here. I think we met exactly a year ago, and it's been great just to watch your business online and stay friends and stay in touch. And I'm so excited to finally get to interview you on the show.
And I'm so glad to be here. Just trying to share what you wanted me to share a little bit earlier. So I don't mean to cut you off. I'm like looking down at my phone, like I'm really paying attention.
No worries at all. And I'm excited because today we're going to go into the financial pillar of abundance, because that's your area of expertise, is helping entrepreneurs and coaches scale their business. Mm-hmm. So let me tell my audience a little bit about this incredible person sitting across the StreamYard for me. So have you ever felt like success was costing you your peace, your health, or even your joy? Well, today's guest, Chris Williams, is here to prove that you do not have to sacrifice your well-being to create wealth, impact, and financial freedom. Chris Williams is a seven-figure entrepreneur. She's a best-selling author. She's a featured Forbes coach and a soulful business mentor. She helps women and coaches and entrepreneurs holistically build an aligned, abundant business that supports the lifestyle they actually desire. From rebuilding her life after divorce, which is $25 in her pocket, to creating millions of revenue while raising a family of five, Chris is redefining what success looks like for women everywhere. Through her soulful abundance system, she's helped thousands of women create financial freedom, authentic influence, and lasting legacy without burnout, hustle, or compromising their value system. If you're ready to learn how to build success that feels expansive, fulfilling, and deeply aligned, you are going to love this conversation. Welcome to the show, Chris Williams.
Thanks, Rebecca.
So you often say that ambition without alignment isn't true success. Mm-hmm. What does aligned success actually look like to you?
Yeah, so for me, aligned success means that we're actually building something that is congruent with our values. Right. Mm. We're not building something that is outside of what it is that we feel is most supportive with our values, whether it's around, you know, how we want to be with our family, or, you know, the different ways that we want to support clients, or because there's a lot of different ways to build a business. And, you know, we want to pick a way that is aligned with our value system. And, you know, it's not just, you know, when I say alignment, I think that is such a word that just gets thrown out there a lot. And I think there's, you know, some misperception on what actual alignment is. For me, alignment is, it's doing something that is in congruence with my values, but also is moving me towards where it is that I want to go. Mm. Because a lot of times people will say, oh, well, that's not in alignment for me because it feels uncomfortable. And the truth is, it can still be uncomfortable and be in alignment. Yeah. Right? I mean, building a business is not always going to be easy, right? Yeah. So just because it's not easy doesn't mean it's not in alignment. But if it is moving you closer to the goals that you want to have and it's in congruence with your values, then that's alignment.
I love that. Yeah, because I feel like alignment can be thrown around a lot and not everything that feels easy means alignment. That's a really interesting distinction you made. And I feel like sometimes everything that we want is outside of our comfort zone, but we also don't want to be in burnout or overwhelmed. So how do you help clients find that distinction?
Yeah. Well, again, we start first with what are our non-negotiables and what are our values, right? Okay. So when we are, when we start from there and we decide, well, what is the life that I want to live? What is the business that I want to build? How do I want to do that? Then we are, we've got a starting place with which we can get our non-negotiables at first. So I knew that I didn't want to work evenings. I knew that I wanted to be able to be present for my kids' football and my soccer games and things like that. It was one of the main reasons why I went into entrepreneurship for myself, because I didn't want to be beholden to somebody else for telling me that I have to be, you know, someplace at a certain place or time. I really wanted to be present. So that was important to me. That was a non-negotiable. So, you know, I made it, you know, when I'm creating my business hours, I knew that there were going to be certain times that I was not going to be available and that was going to be blocked off my calendar. You know, I know that I want to make sure that I have time to spend on vacation with my kids every year. You know, I take my three boys on vacation, just them and me. And then my husband and I, since we're both remarried, we go on vacation together too. So that was something that was, you know, really important. So it's first determining what is it that you care about? What are the values that you hold as the most important? And then you can build the structure around that. You know, I know that for me, I need plenty of time to unplug. So, you know, I don't want to be on, you know, 24/7. So the way that I've structured my business is that I work 3 weeks on, 1 week off. So the last week, I am very creative. I love to think, I love to create, I love to write, I love to, you know, be out in nature. And so that last week is really reserved for those things is, you know, so I intentionally don't have any forward facing calls with my clients. That's when we, you know, go on vacations with my family. That is when I go away on retreat every quarter. I make sure that I go away by myself to have time to think, to write, to dream, to be in that creative process. And that's just, you know, I've determined that that is just really, really important for my emotional health, my mental health, my physical health. And so I've structured it that way.
Yeah, I love that. One of the coaches that I've worked with calls that her flex week. And I got to get back to that. That's a great reminder. I did that last year and then this year I got away from it. So I feel like on this podcast, my guests always tell me what I need to hear. With an unfoldment, I'm going to take note of that. So you rebuilt your life. This is a really amazing story that you have, that you rebuilt your life after a divorce with just $25 in your bank account. Can you take us back to that season and what gave you the faith to believe that a bigger life was possible?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So yeah, I, you know, after being a stay-at-home mom for 17 years, my husband and I decided that we needed a divorce, and I did not have any savings. I did not have, at that point, I didn't even really have, you know, a place to live. We were, you know, going back and forth, you know, with, for the year that we were separated, we actually ended up getting like a apartment where we would go back and forth so the kids could stay home. But, you know, I really had to figure out, all right, what am I going to do? I've been a stay-at-home homeschooling mom because I homeschooled my kids for 17 years. And I did, you know, entrepreneurship during that time, as far as like I was teaching yoga, I was doing meditation classes. You know, there were things that I was doing on a very, very small scale, but it wasn't, you know, a real business. It was, you know, kind of like some side hustles that were bringing in a little bit of extra money for our family. But after we, you know, decided that we were going to divorce, I had to decide what it was that I was going to do. So I, you know, decided that I was going to actually go back to school and get a massage therapy certification because I don't know what got in my head that that was just going to be like a good money maker, that I was going to be able to pay a mortgage and handle and take care of three kids. But that's just, I knew that natural health was really important to me. I was very into, growing an organic garden with my kids. And so I got my certification as a massage therapist because I also knew that that would be something that I could open up as my own. Right. I knew that I could start my own business. I had friends who were massage therapists that grew their own business. So I'm like, all right, well, let me do this. And honestly, I didn't really see from A to Z all of the things. I really just said, you know what? How am I going to do this? And here's an idea and let's try it. And I really just took a leap of faith that I was going to figure it out. And I talked to people. I talked to people who ran successful massage therapy practices to, I'm like, okay, now I've got my certification. What's the next step? Okay. I need to find a place. Great. Okay. Now what's the next step? And I just kept asking and just taking that next step forward. And then I added on some other modalities that I was interested in. So, it's kind of listening to your clients. Many of my clients that were on my massage table were asking me about nutrition and health issues. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, even though I know a lot of information because I've been raising my family and, doing lots of organic stuff and studying nutrition, that's always been, in my background, I went back and got my functional nutrition certification.
Cool.
And health coaching certification, health and life coaching certification. I began to weave that in. And it just started growing. And again, I didn't know how to create a business. I just had to take one step at a time. I just figured out what began to work. And I was just, thinking, okay, how can I get my services in front of more people? I began to collaborate with doctors, with holistic health practitioners. I began to get referrals, and then I was doing talks and, things that I knew that were going to be beneficial, that were going to give value to somebody else's, clientele. And it just began to grow from there. And it scaled actually pretty quickly. And, it got to the point where, many of my colleagues were coming to me asking me what it was that I was doing. What are you doing to grow your business? And so I began sharing what it was that I was doing. And I just kind of organically morphed into becoming a business coach for service-based holistic practitioners, coaches, life coaches, health coaches, functional nutritionists, and ended up, just moving in that direction.
Oh, that's great. Well, you obviously have a heart for helping people.
Yeah. Right.
Everything you do is service oriented. And I feel like when your intentions are so beautiful and pure, the universe rewards you. So, congratulations on all the success. What do you think the biggest misconception women coaches and wellness entrepreneurs have about building a successful business, since you've coached so many of them through the years?
What is the biggest misconception? I think that, at least from what I've learned and what I see and what I hear from my clients, it's almost like, well, if I build it, once I get the certification, it's going to be easy to make money. And the truth is that the certification doesn't help you create a business. It gives you a skill.
Yeah.
And that's very different than knowing how to market and get in front of your ideal client. And have not just, a marketing system, but also having a sales system and a client conversion engine. So you know exactly what are the things that you want to do on a daily basis that is going to help you get in front of the people that you can serve and then move people through so that, there's a relationship that's developed and there's some nurturing that happens before we're actually inviting people to buy. And what I see is there's a lot of misinformation out there. It's like, oh, this is how you're going to turn a cold lead into a buyer. Well, cold leads don't buy, period. Yeah. Like, people who don't have an experience, don't have an emotional connection to you, who don't feel safe with you, who don't trust you, who don't want to learn from you. Like, there has to be that relationship there.
And I think it's now more than ever. I mean, they say
absolutely.
We're in a trust recession because so many people are so noisy and selling things online that people
are
only going to buy from people they know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think people just don't understand that there are, you know, processes. Because they were never taught it, right? Like, I wasn't taught it. You know, I have, and I'm so embarrassed to say this, but I literally have 12 certifications. I've got a yoga certification. I've got meditation. I've got, you know, health coaching, life coaching, transformational coaching, you know, multiple certifications. And yet it didn't set me up for success in the way that, you know, I feel like I'm able to set my clients up for success, because you just don't learn the whole process. You know, much of the programs might give you a 6-week module, but, you know, you need to give yourself a good 1, 2, 3 years to, you know, get your business up and going so that you can hit your first 6 figures and then scale. And my specialty is to help people create their first 6 figures and then scale into that boutique business, which is that 100K to 500K mark.
We are going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, don't go anywhere, guys. We just talked about certifications, which are great for credibility. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. They're great for credibility, but they don't really scale. So we're going to talk about how to grow your business without paying a lot of money on ads or having a huge social media following. Yeah. We will be right back after this quick commercial break. Do you remember slumber parties as a kid? Wearing pajamas, laughing until midnight, eating delicious food, and feeling completely free before the bills, the responsibilities, and the pressure of adult life. What if you could experience that magic again as an adult? On February 27th and 28th, I'm hosting the second Soulful Slumber Party in Cincinnati, Ohio. The first one sold out, and this experience is truly unforgettable. You'll receive luxury silk pajamas, a night at a beautiful hotel, a sacred cacao ceremony, a gentle yoga session, a professional photo shoot, my signature 7 Pillars of Abundance workshop, and an elegant dinner party with an incredible group of like-minded women. This is your chance to reconnect with your joy, your vision, and yourself. If you feel called, apply through the link in the show notes. I'll see you at the slumber party. Hey there, it's Rebecca, your magnetic abundance mentor. Let me ask you something. Are you feeling stuck, burned out, or like life just isn't as juicy as you know it can be? If you're nodding right along, it's time for a breakthrough. My coaching program is designed to help you align your life in all 7 pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial, so you can finally live that big, bold, sexy, and adventurous life you deserve. And here's the best part. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no sales gimmicks, just a genuine chance to experience my coaching firsthand and get crystal clear on what is next for you. Because your best life is not a someday thing, it's a right now thing. So click the link in the show notes to book your breakthrough call and let's start making magic together. Your next level is calling you. This podcast review is from Bring It On, and she says that the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show is amazing and inspiring. She goes on to say, I believe this show is a place where women can come and really learn and grow. Rebecca creates a strong and safe space for women to share and be vulnerable. I highly recommend this podcast. Thank you so much. And it is absolutely a safe place for all women to come and learn. Thanks for being a great listener. Welcome back, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I am here with business coach Chris Williams, and she is going to teach us how to scale our business without paying a lot of money on expensive ads or having a huge social media following.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Sure. What is the missing link that certification teach as far as growing a business, do you think?
Well, I don't necessarily think that the certifications have a missing link. You know, their job is to train you in a skill, right? Their job is, you know, if you're a coach, you're learning a coaching skill. If you're a massage therapist, you're learning a skill, right? So I don't necessarily think that the certification programs have a missing link. I think that it's the expectation of, you know, when we get our certification that, you know, we need support in actually building and growing and monetizing those certifications. And so I think there just needs to be, you know, more transparency that what you're walking away with is a skill. You're walking away with ways that you can support people and help them create happier, healthier lives. But you're probably going to need more support than a 6-week module on identifying who your ideal client is and just pricing your programs. Like those are, there's a difference between foundations of a 6-figure business versus being able to have systems in place, your marketing system, your sales system that actually you get on repeat, which allows you to actually bring in and move people from stranger to curious, from curious to engaged, from engaged to actually wanting to have a conversation with you, from there to becoming a buyer. So, you know, a lot of times what they'll learn is, well, I've got a 90-day program and it's this much money, which is great, but still not teaching you how to get in front of your ideal client and invite them in to start creating a relationship with that person before you are trying to make a sale. And that's what was missing for me when you know, in much of that, you know, there was, again, this is back in the day. But, you know, basically it was go book a discovery session, book as many discovery sessions as you can and sell your 90-day program. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that it's not the discovery session itself. It's that when you've got somebody who doesn't know you, like you, trust you yet, you're asking them to run for an hour of your time. And that means that you've got to try to convince, persuade them on that 1-hour call to become a buyer at the end. And mm-hmm. so what people don't understand is that there has to be some nurturing and some connection and relationship building before you hop on that call, right? So I like to think of it as, I have this analogy, you know, your house, right? I live here in the South. We've got a front porch. And I like to think about the house as being your offer suite. And we want to have more than just one offer because we want to have lifetime value of with our clients. We want to have a place for someone to start. We want to have a high ticket. We want to have a mid ticket. And we want to be able to have, instead of like just an ascension model, we want to really have like what I like to think is more of a circular offer suite so that people can stay with you so that you have more lifetime value with your client. So think of your house as being your offer suite. And then on the front of the house, we've got a beautiful front porch with a porch swing. And then from the front porch, we've got a pathway. And along that pathway are a series of benches or chairs. And then there's a sidewalk in front of our house, right? Well, most coaches were trained to run out of their house, grab somebody off the sidewalk and drag them right into the house, right? It was like, yes. Let me just get you, right? It doesn't happen that way, right? And then they get frustrated and they think, what's wrong with me? I need to overcome objections. I need to figure out how to sell better. And what people don't understand is that our job is not to run out of the house and grab people off the sidewalk. Our job is to get somebody's attention mm-hmm. and invite them to turn on the pathway and have a seat at one of the benches so that we can connect and give value and begin to share, help them create wins, epiphanies, insights, and nurture before we are even inviting them up onto the front porch. So, you know, they're building, that's where that know, like, trust comes in. That's where they're like, oh, do I even resonate with this person? Do I want to stay on the pathway? Do I want to go to another bench? Do I want to have another experience? Do I want to learn more from this person? Do I relate with her? Do I want to learn her method? And it's only once they've gone through that, that then you can, you've basically earned the right to say, hey, would you like to explore having support to solve the problem that you've been learning about? Well, then we invite them onto the front porch. And again, we're just having a conversation. It's not a, you know, convincing, like I got to close the deal call. Yes. It's listening and saying, great, okay, so it sounds like this is where you're stuck. It sounds like this is what you're struggling with. There's a couple ways that I can help you. And then you help them make an empowered decision about mm-hmm. what place is going to be the best fit for them. You know, so I like to think, you know, we've got the master bedroom with serving champagne and strawberries, and we've got the pool out back where, you know, a group, and we've got the formal living room, right? Like, what level of support do they need to get the transformation that they say they want in the quickest amount of time? So it's being a really good listener and helping somebody make an empowered decision, not just trying to close the deal, because people feel that, right? When you are just trying to close somebody and try to just get somebody to buy something, people feel that. So energetically, that's really not in service. And people will feel that. Even if they don't know what's going on, they feel like something is off. And that actually creates distrust, and it creates a sense of lack of safety, which is going to keep them from actually becoming a buyer.
So what are some examples of how someone could build know, like, and trust?
So I think of it in terms of rooms. So one thing that I do is I think about a hub, and, you know, it's where do I want people to come so that I can continuously serve them, build relationship with them, teach them, give them some trainings, and also be in conversation. So personally, I love Facebook groups. That's my jam. I really, really love it. I've been using a Facebook group since 2018, and it allows me to have only my ideal client in my group. So again, there's a difference between your profile, a business page, and a group. So we're talking about a group that is specifically reserved for your ideal client. And when we've got that, then we can show up. I do weekly lives inside my group. I share, every day something of value. We have engagement there. And when people join, it's like they're raising their hand and they're saying, yes, I want to join your group because I want to learn from you. Well, great. Now they're in your hub. They're in your group. This is where the nurturing and the connection happens. So whether it is I'm showing up and doing a live, which is a one-to-many, or I'm reaching out personally and saying, hey, I'm so glad that you're here today. Is there anything that you need? Like, tell me where you are in your business. I just had this conversation with in the DMs today with somebody who wanted to know how can she get more clients. And I said, well, tell me where you are in your business. And she said, I just spent a whole bunch of money on a marketing agency. I have no clients. Right. And I said, okay, so tell me a little bit more. Like, is it that you're lacking a marketing system? Do you have a sales process? Like, it's asking questions and just being a real person so that I can determine, how can I help this person? Is she even looking for support, right? She told me what she was looking for. And I said, you know, why don't we hop on a quick 15-minute chat? I can hear a little bit more about what's going on here and help you figure out what the missing pieces. And she said, absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm like, sure. So that's an audit, you know, that I do for people. And there's no pitch there.
Yeah.
It's my only job on an audit is to help people get a win or an epiphany and feel like I know what it is that I'm talking about and I can help them get a result. Right. Yeah. It's not to try to close the deal. Right. Only after that conversation with her Well, I reach back out and then, you know, say, are you interested in having support to implement what it is that we talked about? Are you interested in exploring having support?
Great way to word it. Yes.
Right. So it's that relationship. You know, I'm not trying to close somebody in the DMs, the first time, you know, they raise their hand. I'm saying, okay, where are they? What are they struggling with? How can I help them to create value? And how can I help them to create a win first?
I love it. And it's not about closing a sale. It's about opening a relationship. And obviously you mastered that skill. What are three of the biggest obstacles you see keeping entrepreneurs stuck at six figures or below?
Gosh, I think, you know, what I've been seeing recently are a couple things. Number one, people are not specific enough. People are feeling, and I know we keep, you know, hearing in the world all about niche and, you know, niche down. I don't necessarily think it's about niching down. I think it's about getting clear about your ideal client and what is a specific problem that they are asking for to be solved. Many, many coaches that are not yet at six figures are still struggling to communicate what it is that they do and how they can actually help somebody using coach speak. And I call this the difference between broccoli and chocolate. our clients, our people are asking for the chocolate and we're saying, yeah, but you need the broccoli. They're like, but I really just want this. And we're like, yeah, but you need the balance plate and you need the broccoli. But they're not asking for that. And so we have to actually understand what is the main problem that they have, what is the solution that they want, so that then we can show up and we can start talking about those things so they can actually see themselves in what it is that we're talking about. For example, I had a conversation with a coach, and she's actually been in business for a while. And she said, I think I want to do this thing over here. And she goes, I think I want to do a workshop around this. And I'm like, okay, are they asking for that? And she's like, no, they're not. I'm like, okay, well, we want to find out, are they asking for that? Is that a problem that they actually want solved? Right? Is it a big enough problem that they're actually willing to do something about the problem and they're willing to invest in having that problem solved? So it's getting really specific around, being a specialist in helping somebody with a specific problem versus being a generalist. And many coaches, whether it doesn't matter what type of coach or service practitioner you are, have a hard time picking one thing or scaling down because they're afraid that they're going to lose clients. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that you're actually losing clients by not getting specific, because the coaching industry, especially transformational coaching or functional nutrition or a service-based holistic business, is based on helping somebody get a specific result, right? You know, if you had to have heart surgery, you are not going to go to your primary care doctor. You're going to go to somebody who specializes in heart surgery, right? So when someone has a specific problem that they want solved, they are looking for a specialist. And I think the biggest problem is that they don't see themselves as specialists yet. And so it's helping them take a look at what are the things that they've done in their life? What are the ways that they are absolutely, 100 times further down the freeway than the people that they're serving, and actually allow them to own that they are a specialist in this area, and then to help them communicate that specialty so that it's actually speaking to somebody, not just being broccoli coach speak.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Broccoli versus chocolate. That's like a good for me. I definitely go for the chocolate. You talk a lot about feminine leadership and soulful abundance. How is that different from traditional male business coaching?
Yeah. Well, I am not a male business coach, but I can tell you that, there are a lot of aggressive sales tactics that are out there that feel very, that when I think of aggressive, that feels very, masculine. Mm-hmm. And what I want to say is this isn't about feminine over masculine, because we need both. We need our intuition and we need structure, right? It's not, we need to make sales and we need to make offers. And that but there's a way that you can do that that is not making you feel icky or wonky, or, just trying to close the deal with somebody or trying to overpower somebody, right? So there's a difference between being supportive and helping somebody make an empowered decision, mm-hmm. and building and growing your business. Again, that's in alignment with your values, versus just trying to duct tape a whole bunch of different tactics, and try to overpower or overcome somebody's decision in order to get them to do what it is that you want to do. So I really see this more as relationship-based marketing, where we're showing up, we're building human relationships with people. And, intuitively, energetically, that just feels more nurturing. And many of my clients are natural givers anyways. Like, they got into the industry because they want to help people, and they need to have a way that they can help people, but also invite people to take that natural next step with them and actually enroll in working with them. Otherwise, they don't have a business. And there are ways that we can do that that is relationship-based versus just, do this tactic or, scare them into wanting to give you their money, or, we've all been, I don't want to necessarily use the word victim. We've all been on the other side where we could feel that we were being pressured and forced versus supported.
Well, we're going to cut to a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about these practitioners that are, health focused and service oriented, a lot of times they have a hard time charging what they're worth. So we're going to talk about how you help entrepreneurs in the wellness space and in other service oriented industries charge what they're worth. So everyone, thank you for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay, can I be real for a second? You're out there crushing it in some areas of your life, but in others, it's like a hot mess express. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. You're not just meant to survive, you're meant to thrive. And that's exactly what I help my clients do in my coaching program. Together, we'll tackle all seven pillars of abundance, because who wants killer abs but a dumpster fire of a bank account? Or a thriving career but zero in the romance department? Yeah, no thanks. I'm inviting you to schedule a breakthrough call with me. No pressure, no awkward sales pitch, just you, me, and a chance to figure out why you're stuck and how to get unstuck. So stop doom scrolling and start doing something about it. Click the link in the show notes and let's start giving you your best, most bougie life. You in? I want to share something personal that has truly changed how I feel in my body. Like so many women, I was eating healthy, working out, and doing all the right things, but still my metabolism felt slower. I was holding on to belly fat, craving sweets, and my energy wasn't consistent. That's when I started using the EverBalance and GBX Slim to Fit Duo. What I noticed from these two supplements was incredible. My belly fat started to release, my cravings for sugar went way down, and I had a steady, consistent energy flow throughout the day. I didn't feel like I was fighting my body anymore. It finally felt like my body was supporting me. This duo works at the hormonal and metabolic level, which is especially important for women in midlife. I feel more confident, energized, and more like myself again. If you're ready to support your metabolism and step into your most vibrant, magnetic self, go to the link in the show notes to grab your discount.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I'm here with Chris Williams. She is about to explain to us how she coaches women to actually charge and receive what they're worth.
Yeah. You know, this is such an interesting thing that we have, right? And when we are looking at financial abundance, I don't know why it's harder for women to actually receive money for their services, where, you know, men see their business as a business, right? And they've got, you know, a price on their services, where somehow the price and our business get kind of all mixed up in our identity and our value. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and especially with women who are wanting to help people, there can be that this kind of dissonance between, well, I want to help them. Is it even okay for me to receive for my services? And if I receive for my services, what is going to be, you know, a price that makes sense? And so, you know, there's not just one price. You know, I can definitely say that there are industry standards, and we can take a look at, you know, what those are. You know, back in 2015, you know, when I graduated, the normal price for a 90-day coaching program was $3,000. Now, mm-hmm. I didn't start charging that. And a lot of people who are just have their certification don't feel comfortable with that yet. So mm-hmm. we have to take a look at energetically, where do we want to start? So we want to have a starting point. Right? So where we can pick something that feels like, okay, I could take three clients at this price and then see how that feels. And then mm-hmm. raise it a little bit more, right? So that you can kind of stair step your way up in pricing. But it's an inner game as well. It's the identity. It's also seeing that when somebody is investing in a service, they're actually investing in themselves through you. Because yeah. the truth is, if they could have gotten the result on their own, they would have gotten the result on their own. And what you're providing as a coach is not just 12 sessions or, you know, whatever it is. You're providing your expertise. You're providing a system. You're providing accountability. You're providing time in between sessions. You know, we're providing an entire period of time with which we're helping somebody create a transformation. And we have to own that. right? We have to say absolutely that when I am working with somebody, I am actually helping them make their life happier and healthier. And if somebody's struggling, you know, it's they're looking at, well, what is the result? What is the transformation that I want? And, you know, that's the value that they're investing in. But coaches get confused, you know, because we think, oh my gosh, how could I say, well, it's $3,000 to work with me. And if your energy is off there, and if you're not confident in whatever number it is that you're saying, then it's going to feel off and it's going to feel wonky as well. So we start someplace. I typically ask my clients to pick three different prices. What's a price that they could say absolutely without a problem? What's a price that feels a little stretchy, but they can see themselves saying it? And then what's a price that I call being in the BS zone? Like, you know that if you set that price, you are like not even going to have any conversations with anybody because you don't want to say it, right? You're like, oh my God, there's no way you can say that price. So we go with that middle price. And, but it's that inner game of saying, no, what I have is valuable because when they have my support, when they have my system, when they have the accountability, they are going to get the result that they say that they want.
Yes. Right? Yes. And it's people are investing in themselves, and it's about also showing people that they're worth it.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are scared to take a bet on themselves. And I like to say, if you don't bet on yourself, who can you bet on? But yeah. A lot of women have self-worth issues. So what are, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you know, on the flip side, you know, and I've done this too as a new coach, yeah. You know, giving away sessions, right? Yeah. Well, let me just give away this, or let me discount this. And every time I've done that, it actually doesn't serve the person that I'm doing it for. I remember back in 2020, I gave away over $20,000 in cash and programs and services to coaches. And it boggled my mind that they were getting something that was worth thousands of dollars and they weren't even opening it, or they weren't even learning
it. They weren't appreciating it.
Or they weren't even coming to the call, right?
Yeah.
And so there's no energy. If there's no skin in the game, there has to be some energetic exchange of accountability. And money happens to be a really good, you know, accountability motivator, that when we are investing our money, we're also investing our energy into something that we believe in, you know? And I think that's really, really important to remember, that just giving somebody a free session doesn't mean that they're going to get transformation. Giving somebody a free program could actually work against them because they don't have to show up for it.
Yeah. Part of the transformation is that they're investing in their own transformation.
Absolutely.
So if there's a woman listening or a man listening today, they want to create more abundance in their business and in their life immediately, what is the first step you would encourage them to take?
Well, I would need to talk to them first. I can't give somebody a first.
If somebody's scared, if somebody's paralyzed by self-doubt, fear, like, I know I'm meant for more, but I don't know. What would you
absolutely get support? Absolutely get support. You know, it was, you know, and I was there too. You know, I remember when I hired my first business coach and I was terrified. You know, I was still trying to learn, you know, how, it, you know, I was going to navigate the health coaching field, and weave that in with my massage therapy practice back in the day. And, you know, it was an expensive program. You know, back then it was a $10,000 group program that I was investing in. I had $100 leeway. I had no room on my credit cards at all.
How did you find it?
And that is the beauty of having a coach. So my coach said, okay, you know, what can you put down to say yes to yourself and also, you know, making this investment? And I said, I can give you $100 today. And she said, great. Now let's figure out how you're going to create the rest. So the first thing is the inner game. I had to decide that I could figure it out and that there was a way that I could create what it is that I needed, and that I was not a victim to my bank account, that I was creative and that there were multiple ways that I create what it is that I needed. And so I brainstormed. Actually, we did like a little voice, you know, Voxer, because I wasn't in the program yet. And I said, well, I could try this and I could try that. And ultimately, I ended up getting five people together. I took them through a group program. I charged $200 a person, and that was $1,000. And I'm like, oh my God, I just created $1,000 in a week.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Right? It was like, I said that I needed it and I figured out a way to do it. And I'm like, if I can do it once, I can do it again.
Yeah.
And it was that coach's belief that I was more powerful than my bank account and I was creative, and that there are ways that we can create resources if we are committed to finding the resources, you know, and I totally believe that today for all of my clients as well. I hope all of my clients capable of finding the resources that they need. You know, and we see that all the time. You know, we see heroin addicts that spend $75,000 a year on heroin, and yet they don't have a house. Well, it's what we value is what we will find a way to invest in. And it's believing and then looking for the resources and brainstorming and having some support to say, let's try this. Let's see how this goes, right? And honestly, I think that was the biggest gift that I was given. Even though I was terrified and scared, I had somebody who believed in me and held the vision for me before I saw evidence that it was possible. And it allowed me to say, okay, yes, I'm scared, but let me try this idea. And it worked. And then I'm like, okay, now, but I had to believe first, right? I had to believe first and try something and commit in order for the result to come to me.
And that coach really took a stand for you,
yeah,
which is so beautiful.
She
changed life, and she's changed thousands of people's life in the process,
yeah,
because so many people.
Yeah.
So we are going to end with some fun rapid fire questions.
Oh God.
This is a lot of fun. Just rapid fire. What is your preference, Chris? Coffee or matcha?
Oh, coffee.
Okay. Easy. What do you put in your coffee?
I use whole milk and I use a shot of sugar-free hazelnut syrup every morning.
Fantastic. Who makes the hazelnut syrup?
I think it's Divine. I think it's Divine. I have to look on the bottle, but I think that's it.
Favorite place to vacation, mountain, city, or the beach?
Mountains for sure. As a matter of fact, after this call, my husband is waiting for me. We're hopping in the call. We're going to the mountains. We're taking. I'm off tomorrow and for the rest of the weekend. Definitely.
Fantastic. Favorite abundance mantra?
Oh, she believed she could, so she did.
Oh,
that was my mantra.
Wow.
She believed she could, so she did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. She believed she could, so she did. And you live that.
So that was my mantra. I had it written in my kitchen up on a chalkboard.
That's what got you from $25 to a seven-figure business. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing every entrepreneur should stop doing today.
Overthinking things. Oh my gosh, just take the action and see what happens. Like, let it be an experiment and just try it and go.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, we learn by action, not by thinking.
Yes.
What's your definition of the word freedom?
Oh, wow. Okay. My definition of freedom is having the time and the money that I need to create the lifestyle that I want to have for myself and for my family. That's freedom.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Favorite morning routine or night routine that you're loving right now?
Oh, okay. So my favorite night routine is I actually listen to the Hollow app, which is actually some scripture, and I listen to it and it calms my body and I fall asleep really, really easy. But I've been doing a power down hour for multiple years now. So it's taking my cup of tea, going upstairs, getting my jammies on, listening to something soothing like the Hollow app these days. And yeah, I love it.
So you have your tea, you do all your, you know, beauty mm-hmm. ritual, and you fall asleep mm-hmm. listening to the app. How do you spell that?
Hallow.
Okay. Hallow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you'll listen to like something positive and then you fall. Amazing. Yeah. What is your favorite book for entrepreneurs?
Wow. There's a lot. I read a lot. I've got a lot of books. You know what? I'm going to actually say mine.
The Soulful Abundance.
It just happens to be here. That, I mean, I wrote the book about the Soulful Abundance System so that more entrepreneurs could actually learn exactly how to do what it is that I did in a way that felt free and in alignment. But I do have other favorites as well. I love Atomic Habits. I think that's a great book. There's another great one called Happy Pocket Full of Money. That's another one. Kelly Roach has got multiple books. She's actually been my business coach for the past couple of years. The Miracle Hour is a great book that she just came out with. So I've got lots of them.
Well, speaking of your book, tell us where you hang out online. How can people stay in touch with you? How can they get your book? Since you said that's your favorite book and I want to read it out too. So how can I get it? Let's talk about that.
So it's on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon, you can just look up the Soulful Abundance System. We've got it on Kindle, on paperback and hardback. We actually hit a bestseller back in August and then ranked number one for women in business, which was really, really exciting. Yeah, thank you. I'm on Facebook. You can find me there. You can find me on Instagram at Christine Williams Coaching. You can go to my website, which is shineabundancenow.com. And just reach out, say hello. You'll actually get me. You won't get a bot. I don't do bots. If you message me, I'll message back. I promise. And it'll be me. If it's not me and it's my assistant, they'll let you know that it's my assistant. They'll let you know you're talking to somebody else.
So no bots, reach out to her. Thank you so much, Chris, for being on the show. And thank you, listeners, for going on the journey with me that you can create success in life through aligning your life in the 7 pillars of abundance. You don't need to hustle and grind to have a beautiful life, as Chris so eloquently explained. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone. So excited to share a review from Melissa Myers, the Glow Girl. She says, inspiring podcast. Rebecca has a gift for creating meaningful, empowering conversations that leave you feeling inspired and uplifted. Balanced, Beautiful, Abundant is like sitting down with a wise, soulful friend who truly wants you to thrive in every area of your life. I love how she blends practical advice with spiritual insights. I'm so grateful I found it. Well, Melissa, we're so grateful that you found us, and we can't wait to find out how you are glowing and growing by using this podcast as a tool. And everybody who's listening and sharing, thank you so much for your support. And it's such a joy to be on this journey with you.